What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? A-N-G-E-L. You can go to hell if you don't know how to spell that girl, Angel. I'm here on the mic. I'm like, psych, you think I'm gonna rap? I might just even tap. We going on tour. Yes, this is Angel Moore with Marcus Tanksley. Ooh, we gonna have a we gonna have a party. We gonna get real naughty. Come on and join the family. Go ahead, babe. Tell them who you are.
I'm the other host of this Cause an Argument.
Yeah.
Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. A-Fan Fisher, first time tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week. And whether we sick or not, we be here. Because we was towed the hell down last week.
Towed down to the flow.
To punch through that goddamn episode.
It was terrible.
It was awful. Angel gave up.
I didn't give up.
You gave up.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I kept talking.
Gave up the ghost.
I talked.
You tapped out. We've been doing this podcast for 10 years now, okay? We've been lucky enough to have this podcast 10 years, and we have a good time doing it. And we usually talk to some people before we even start recording. And after we start recording and during the episode, those people are our Patreon. That's our family. You can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month and be a part of all that goodness.
Yay, to our Patreon.
Get all the behind the scenes stuff and everything that be happening.
We're also joined
by a wonderful sponsor,
Shopify. We'll tell you more about them later on in the show.
Absolutely.
But we also sponsored by this tour that we start next week.
Man.
One week from today, we will be Chicago. We will literally be at this moment that we're recording right now. We will be backstage waiting for house to fill.
Because we still got a podcast to shoot. I just never thought about that.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out.
We'll just shoot it Monday early.
And God bless all those people.
Wait a minute. Let's tell them the rest. We're on tour. June 1st in Chicago, June 3rd in Atlanta,
Absolutely.
June 5th in Los Angeles.
Come on with it.
We're giving away some tickets to the Los Angeles tour in our Patreon. Literally, after I finish shooting this, the tickets are going to get given away. Then we're going to Philly on June 23rd and Washington June 24th. I should say those free tickets are complimentary of Kev on stage. He got some for my people, so we're going to give them out.
Absolutely.
And going to have a good time. What can they expect?
Expect a good time.
Okay? What that mean? What a good time mean?
A good time. We're going to be interacting with y'all. We're going to have y'all laughing. We're going to do some laughing. Y'all think I'll be fumbling on this podcast. You watch me fumble on stage and not give a damn.
You're going to do so good. Now, what I've got to do, the pressure I have, the Angel Wings told me, because I was like, I'll probably just wear a tour shirt. They said, no, we want you to give looks every show. I said, what?
Oh, why ain't y'all tell me nothing?
Because they said you could be in the t-shirt.
Huh?
They said he could be in the tour shirt.
You could be in the damn tour shirt.
They said.
That was mandatory for me last tour because I was like, this is my first tour. I'm wearing this damn shirt every show we do. I don't know how I feel about wearing a shirt with my face on it. That's the only thing. I don't even know how I feel about y'all wearing this shirt.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
Because we getting them printed. They said you didn't ask Uncle Marcus. That's why I asked. I said, no, y'all asked me. I answered and y'all corrected me.
You bastards.
The Patreon said,
Why is mine not moving?
The Patreon said, No. Well, Damien said, give them looks.
Let me close it out. Hold on, I'm gonna come back, y'all. Go ahead, Angel.
Anyhow, we're so excited to see you guys. Please get your tickets if you go to my link tree at linktr.ee/thatchickangel. You'll see all five shows posted. And there are seats left, guys. You can definitely still show up.
Okay. I was still pointing at y'all.
What are you saying?
I was still like this for the longest.
Oh.
Still pointing at
you. Nice little strong hand. So, anywho, how are you feeling, baby?
I feel a whole lot better, I can tell you that.
Mm.
A whole lot better.
What happened?
Well, you know, last week we had that stomach flu going all up through us.
Uh-huh.
It hit Angel the day of a shooting.
I mean, not just the day of, literally the hour before.
Yeah, she was fine.
I was burping a lot, and that's what let me know something was coming. And I know y'all definitely be hearing me burp all the time. But this was like, no, these burps were coming from my lower part of my gut, like a dinosaur.
Coming from Angel's knees.
It was so bad. And I was like, no, this ain't right. And then during the show, my tummy was aching just enough to keep my focus. And Marcus, he had the brunt of it earlier that day.
Yeah, earlier that day and the day before. I was actually better that day than I was the day before.
No, I got it the day after you.
I'd already had it.
I just said I got it the day after you.
Yeah. But I had it the day before. That was the worst of it.
The day before what?
The day before we shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said I had the brunt of it earlier that day. I said, no, I had the brunt of it the day before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was in pain. He thought he was going to throw up.
I actually wanted to. It's like, if it's going to come, just come. But just being that nauseous and nothing happening.
Did you get over top of the toilet?
No.
You should have did. That throw up would have said, oh.
My body don't work like it.
You ain't never done it.
I have done it before. It wasn't going to work. Anyhow, how you doing?
That's what I was waiting on. I'm doing.
Of course you can get merchandise if you don't come to the tour, if you in Patreon. Absolutely.
I'm doing. Is your thing fixed? Because that seems to have all of your focus. Is it fixed?
Yeah, it's fixed now. I was catching up with everybody.
Okay, that's what I was just asking.
Yeah. How you doing? Tell me.
I'm trying to, but you ain't. I was talking and you said, yeah, you can get merch. So I said, okay, let me wait until he's back up here with me.
That was you pregnant? Mm. Really? Talking to all y'all, you, them, him and her. You doing how?
I was doing good.
Still doing good.
I was. feel a lot better. Thank God. It was a quick bug, about 24 hours. A little sprinkle after that. But what I do realize is that my body is an amazing machine. Because I sat up there, vomited my head off, and next day played 2-on-2 basketball like a champion. Like a champion.
Mm.
And I don't know why you didn't come see me. I invited you. You didn't want to come.
I already told you why.
You said you thought it was a closed session.
Thought it was a closed session, and I was not prepared to leave the house at all.
Yeah, you said, I thought it was a closed session. I said, most of the time.
You was like, you ain't coming? I was like,
I'd asked you before then. I said,
you asked me like when you were preparing to leave.
No, I said you should come see me play. That's when we had the conversation of it being a closed set.
Yeah, my mind was not there of leaving the house and going to do.
I dunked.
You did not.
I dunked. Well, how you going to tell me if I did or didn't when you weren't there?
I can tell you that you didn't dunk.
How you know that?
You didn't dunk no basketball and no basketball goal. That's a standard height.
Yeah.
With your feet planted on the ground.
Nobody dunks with their feet planted on the ground.
Right before. You didn't dunk nothing. Shut up, Angel.
I don't know why you don't believe in my skills. Huh?
If you believe you dunked, you dunked.
No.
What?
I dunked and you say.
Oh, for real?
No, that's not support. I say
that's conversation.
No. I go. I don't want conversation. I want support. I dunked, babe.
Oh, for real?
No. No.
Word.
No. Try again. You tell me you dunked.
I dunked.
That's so fire, babe. Congrats.
I just said all that.
No, you said all for real. That's like, that happened?
No, that's all, everything you said in my language.
No, but you're talking to me, so it needs to be spoken to in my language.
I don't know your language.
Yes, you do. Hey, babe. cross this chick over and then I dunked.
That is absolutely amazing that you was able to do that.
That's a backhand compliment.
What?
That's a backhand compliment.
What am I supposed to say?
You could have put the period after amazing.
Oh, that's amazing.
You said that's amazing that you were able to do that. Would you say that to Shaquille O'Neal? Would you say that to LeBron James if he crossed someone over and dunked?
Oh.
Huh?
It's KP hitting me up. It might be about the Atlanta show. Okay. No, I wouldn't. Because okay. I wouldn't be talking to neither one of them.
But if you were, you wouldn't be like, that was amazing.
I bet you did.
You would say, of course.
Okay, of course.
Okay, so let's try again. Babe, I crossed this girl over.
First of all, y'all.
Why are you laughing? Oh,
if y'all could imagine the crossover that Angel would be able to do. Go.
I crossed the girl over, put it between my legs,
yeah.
Spun around, dunked.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
No, see.
No, I'm saying it's wild that like they thought that they could even get on the court with you.
You not showing me the type of respect that I deserve.
I am.
And I was sick. I was, yeah, you well, sick. I was, sick. I was getting over being sick. When you're trying to start something new, it can sometimes be so terrifying, especially if you don't know how difficult it's going to be, or you do know how difficult it's going to be, and you're trying to figure out how to get all the things done. It can just be daunting. Well, when we started our podcast 10 years ago, there were so many elements that we didn't understand, that we didn't know that we were going to have to do, especially when it came to us starting our businesses that spun off of us having this podcast. When I started Mama Likes, it was just an idea I had in my head. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, I'm going to give it a try. And what made giving it a try so much easier was because I had the help of a partner like Shopify on my side. Cha-ching. Listen, Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Mattel to brands just getting started like mine. Or, you know, what's that other one? I think Skims also uses them as well. They got some names. Accelerate your efficiency, whether you're uploading new products or trying to improve existing ones. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. What if people haven't heard about your brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers easy with easy to run email and social media campaigns. And what if you get stuck? Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. It's time to turn those what-ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
That's shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Cha-ching. That's all right. It'll be on.
Are they asking, did you do your legendary Euro step?
I did.
You did? Did you score off of it?
Can't remember.
Hold on. Do it one more time, just for the record. Got you.
I will say I was the MVP of my team.
Mm.
Hands down. And I think for the women that I played that also played professionally, I think both were trying to figure out why I didn't play professionally.
Have you told them about it? Have y'all talked about it at all? Here's the Thing and stuff?
Briefly, we said that we told them that we played professional athletes.
So they don't know.
Why are you laughing?
I was just, what you was telling me about the game.
Let's just say your girl's not to be trifled with. She's stronger not. Than what anybody would think. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How was your Memorial Day cookout, babe?
It was cool, y'all. We threw some food on the grill. Well, I threw some food on the grill. Angel and Mark, y'all did a beach cleanup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they were gone for most of the day. It was just typical for me, just being tired by the time I actually started cooking, because I did all the running around and went three different stops to buy stuff for the store.
No, apparently it was the fourth one.
It wasn't the fourth one. It wasn't the fourth. I thought it was a good game. Wait, to be a fourth one.
Why are you that old? You did the same thing again.
We had to trace my steps.
Let me tell you, Marcus was trying to tell me, because he got to name all the stores for some reason. That was the third time yesterday during this one moment. This is the third time he's telling me where he went to that day to get food. He goes, I went to the farmer's market. I went to Walmart. I went to Whole Foods. And then when he goes to name the fourth, he looks off into the distance, like
I'm
into
going to
the mountains.
The memory. You know how you sang and you point up? Why you point up?
Physicality with the note helps.
Physicality of looking off into the past for that
memory.
Oh,
is that where you're looking?
Is
into the past? You should have turned all the way around, because that looked like your future. You should have turned around and been like,
when I came in here, that was behind me. You remember that?
But
when you walked through that door right there. So that's my past. That's where I'm looking.
So then how are we getting up out of here?
Back to the Future.
Why is that movie called Back to the... Oh, because from the past.
Yeah, to the future. Catch up.
It should have been Back to the Past.
Nah.
Because they never go back. They never go to the... In the first one, they don't go to the future.
But it's the trilogy. They ain't going to change the name of it.
Back to the Present is what it should have been.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I went to them places. I straightened up the backyard, cleaned out, because the grill was still uncovered from the last time. We ain't had no rain or nothing. So I had to clean up all of that stuff, season the food, light the charcoals, and by that time, got everything going. But it was good. I had a good time. Our friends, Shanique and Ebony, they brought over some greens and macaroni and cheese.
Greens was so good.
I was probably the last person. I was definitely the last person to fix a plate.
No, you weren't.
Would you?
I fixed your plate. I'm sorry, first person.
I was the last person to eat.
Okay, I was about to say, fixed your plate first.
Noelle, it wasn't no greens on it, though, was it? You didn't put, yeah.
I didn't put anything on it that I knew there was so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where my mind went, because I went and got greens, and I don't even eat macaroni and cheese, but they went through the trouble of cooking it and bringing it over. I said, I'm going to get a little bit of this. And we were sitting there talking, and I bit into them greens, and I was like, y'all shut up. I had to go over and give her a high five.
Yeah, her greens. I've had her greens before. That's the reason why I asked for it.
Them things is fire.
I was like, I know exactly what you can bring. Make some greens.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's going to be her forever. That's what you're doing.
You know who else fixed good greens? Daphne. Both of them
fixed amazing
greens.
Hold on. Did she
greens.
Fix them for the school that day?
I don't remember if she fixed them this past year.
I missed
them.
Uh-huh. I remember somebody was talking about how good the greens were.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, so yeah, all the food was good. People seemed to enjoy everything. I did lamb, salmon, shrimp, wings, cabbage.
Hot dogs and hamburgers.
Hot dogs and hamburgers for the kids. The last batch of hamburgers I forgot was on the grill. So actually, by accident, Castle ended up eating those because I dropped them on the way in the house.
You didn't let Lana have any?
No, it was too hot. I wasn't going to pick them up.
Oh, but you could let her outside.
But yeah, all that went on the grill. And it was a good time. Good turnout. People showed up, had fun.
It was our first get on the grill of the summer, of the summer season.
It's and to be honest, it's not like it used to be. We used to do that like every 2 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
Between me, our friends Aleem and Carlin. One of us would always be on the grill, but everybody kind of spread out and busy, so I don't do it as much, but it's always a good time.
Let me tell you, we did have a blast. We had so many people over. Little Marcus invited over friends, but I was glad that we were
funny.
Able. His friends are?
Yeah.
Well, what do they do?
Just the way they all come in and all got their little personalities.
What's hilarious is that So you know how they have notes on Instagram, right? If you don't know what notes are, I'll quickly explain. When you're in your DMs on Instagram, at the top of that page, there are little circles, kind of like story spotlights.
Yeah. They look like stories, but they're not. I didn't know. I always see them. I see people's little things on them. I never touch them to see what it is. I've never paid attention to them.
You can write a little note, and then you can add music to it. So Little Marcus always uses notes. So that's how I know typically what's happening with him is I look at his note for the day, and they only stay up for 24 hours. I was literally on the phone with one of my friends, and I was opened up my Instagram app and went to my DMs. I try to go there every day just to see if there's somebody I need to respond to. And I see Marcus's note, and it says, "I can't wait for the summer so that I can go to cookouts." And I thought that was interesting because it's not like he usually asks to go to anybody.
Right.
He is usually made to come with us. But that's not really what completely took my attention. His music choice was the Oakley's Outstanding. Outstanding. Girl, you knocked me out. Exciting. Makes me want to shout. You blow my mind.
I'm so alive. Is that the song?
I feel alive.
Anyway, that's on his thing. So Angel was like, "Listen to you." So before she had to like guide me through it because I never
touched on his thing.
So I finally go to it. She was like, "Select it," and that song starts playing, and I just bust out laughing. And then I was like, "What have I done?"
Need to turn my 16-year-old into a 60-year-old.
But what's
man.
Funny is that's the same thing I would have played, and it was already an old school song then. Like,
yes.
At 16, that's what I would have put too.
I said, "Oh my gosh." And I said, "Little Marcus, what made you put that?" He said, That's where I would usually hear that song, is at a cookout. And I said, "Okay."
Yeah, that's what be so. Playing in the back. Yeah, if I ain't got some drug dealing and killing on, as soon as people start coming back there, like the kids, I switch it over to old school, and that's what be playing, stuff like that be playing. When I'm back there by myself, it's all Jay-Z, Pusha T, and whoever else clips.
That's what they say. Lil Marcus listens to 90s.
There was one boy who said Marcus listens to 90s thug music.
90s thug music, my baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was, I should have named the segment. That was my Tanksley Pride story. Yeah. What's your Tanksley Pride story?
That's what it is.
No.
That's dirty. You didn't give me chance to think about nothing. Tanksley Pride. Let me see here.
While you thinking, I'll explain. Tanksley Pride is our favorite segment, one of our oldest segments. It's where we talk about one or some or all of our four boys who we have affectionately named the Tanksley Pride, because not only are we like a pride of lions walking through the Sahara, they're also our pride and joy. So I just told a story about our eldest in the Tanksley Pride. What do you got, baby?
Mine is actually going to be on Marcus also. However, so we was talking about the old school music. I did for y'all that ain't on Instagram or whatever, or Facebook, I put up a post a couple weeks ago where we were riding, and Amar asked for, he said, "Daddy, could you put on Something Beautiful?" So Something Beautiful is a song by Lenny Kravitz featuring Shorty Trombone. Or Trombone Shorty. Is it Shorty Trombone? Shorty Trombone. And that's one of the songs that I love. It's one of my favorite. I love that song, the way it goes. Anyway, his playlist to be off the hook too. Amar knows these songs. If he hears a song that he likes, he will ask, "What's the name of it?" And he will remember it. We'll be sitting there riding. A lot of y'all didn't discover this song until the dang commercial came out. He was like, "Daddy, could you play Watermelon Man? Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock." He loves that song. So he's got like probably about 15 different songs he'll ask for. And I'm just like, boy, your range is crazy.
It is insane.
But again, what have I done? But no, so real quick, Tanksley Pride, mine is also featuring Marcus. It's crazy. He walked through the door. This is this past weekend. Trombone Shorty. I wasn't sure which one. He walked through the door, and I turned and look at him, and he just, like, casually walked into the house. And I'm just thinking, like, this fool just parked his car outside and walked up in my house and set his keys down and went upstairs. But what's crazy is I had a moment, literally. I remember back when I was around his age, maybe a little older, a little younger. I could remember. I specifically remember so many times. Daddy would just look at me with a smirk on his face. Mm-hmm. And just be like, or just go, huh. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't say nothing. And I would always be like, man, what's he looking at me like that for? What? Mm-hmm. And now I get it. God dang.
What exactly is it?
It's like watching him grow up. Mm-hmm. Like seeing this a little Lamar all of a sudden walking in with cornrows and car keys and baggy pants. Because that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Like, I still don't see Marcus as no dang 16-year-old standing at 6'2". I see him as this little 6-year-old
right,
with a chubby face.
I'm sure your daddy still saw you as that in that family photo where mm-hmm. you're sitting on your mom, or you're sitting on his lap.
Yeah, with pants up all high.
Did you have on pants? I just
remember. Yeah, they was up here. It was up to my bottom of my chest.
You were as bright yellow as a light-skinned person could ever be, with your hair parted on the side. That little Marcus is a baby that yeah. just happens to be long. It is kind of crazy watching our kids. Like, the more he's... I'm now to the point where I'm, like, willing to baby-fy Mar some more. Because I'm like, dang. It's crazy seeing people hold babies now. Because Brave is even too big. When I see people hold a little fat baby,
oh, yeah.
that they're able to just kiss and stuff, I'm like, this is insane. I don't want no more kids. But I do miss that baby. I miss that little mm-hmm. baby phase. I don't know when I'll be just like, no, I just have grown up kids. Like, I think about like Kevin, Melissa, they're not empty nesters because they have a son that lives with them, but they are the parents now of boys that are technically considered men. They're not boys. And
does the oldest still live in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was like, I wouldn't move either. His room is gigantic.
Oh, yeah, he does have a big room. and the younger one, he plans on...
His college is right by the ocean, but he's going to stay on campus.
Oh, but he's going out here, though. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But according to Kevin, he might as well be in Japan. His son has moved out and moved overseas to Japan.
Yeah, well, on purpose. Find a flight to take just to circle back around and then drive to him. Make it feel like he's that far away.
Yeah.
No, it was like a surreal, and it happens all the time. But throughout just having kids, I've told Angel before, it's like I'm reliving my dad's memories. That's what it feels like sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like even like the cookouts. He likes being at cookouts. They know. If I go to the garage and go out that side door and walk around the back with that basket full of stuff, oh, you about to grill? Like, that's a core memory that they're going, I remember those type of memories. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. How do you think your children are going to remember you? What are the things you feel like they're going to remember about you?
They'll remember, it'll be definitely music.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be my anal nature of like wanting things to be specific and particular.
Fussing.
Yeah, fussing about it. Because now it's not even to the point to where I fuss. I just be like, I'll call one of them. Like, I'll be like, Si, come here. He'd be like, huh? And I'll just look at what he knows ain't supposed to be. And then he's like, I'm like, you already know these things. It ain't my fault you forget.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they'll remember that. They'll remember, I don't know. This it's random. It'd be the most random stuff. Like I remember something that always stood out to me. Like my dad would always go hang out with all the men and stuff. We lived in a different city, but I remember because everybody would bring their own beer or whatever they was drinking. He had this green cooler and a yellow lawn chair. Mm-hmm. And I think his damn lawn chair is still at the house somewhere. It ain't even got no fabric in it anymore. But it was like them old school foldable lawn chairs. It's metal, but it's got like the vinyl, like plaid material. I remember that chair like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's just the type of stuff. So outside of that, there's no telling what else they would remember.
I think they'll remember your cars. I think they'll remember all of your cars.
Yeah, I remember that green C10 truck
mm-hmm.
with the purple tinted window.
Yeah.
Because it was cheap.
For me, I think they'll remember me planning everything. Like being at the center of the things that were happening for them.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and finish.
I think they'll remember right now in this phase, this has not always been their life, but I think at this phase, they'll remember me being on meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings. But I don't think that'll be something that's not going to stick because it's not going to stick. I think they'll remember me holding them to a very high standard behavior-wise and academically. Like, very high standard.
Yeah. The reason I was struggling to answer, because this is like the stuff, if I was able to talk to my dad right now and you to ask, well, what do you remember about him? And I named those little small details that he paid no attention to. That's the stuff, because I was about to say, you don't have no idea what these kids are paying attention to. The fact that Marcus is the hip hop, the type of rap music that Marcus is into, and I had no idea until his birthday last year when we was on that Splinter and they were Sprinter and they were playing Nas and he was rap. I was like, why do you know this? Where do you hear this from? He was like, you. Yeah. It's kids is paying attention to stuff you have no idea. Like,
oh, of course. I know that. That's like, for sure.
If I bring up that damn cooler and that chair to daddy, he'd be like, why do you remember that?
Yeah, they'll definitely be things that stick out to them that we never thought would stick out to them. But I also think there are things that they will know us for that we are clear that they'll know us for. Miosha asked, do they know that you're doing the planning for those things? Yeah, they know. I think they're more surprised when I don't plan something than when I do plan something. I also think they will remember how much they were a part of my career. Like the whole influencing thing of it all.
Mm.
I don't know how much little Marcus will remember of that, but luckily he don't got to remember. As long as YouTube don't fall off the face of the earth and erase everything, he can always go to That Chick Angel TV and be like, where's the start of this?
Damn hard drive somewhere.
where did this all start? How do you want them to remember you?
I was about to say the way. I can't even say that. Like the way that they remember me. Like I can't even say I want them to remember this or remember that. It's like whatever they experience, that's what I want them to remember.
Oh, no, I definitely can't, because there are certain things I don't want them to remember. So
that's the shit they're going to remember.
I know. I do want them to, hopefully they felt like I was a safe space. I can tell that I've become that for little Marcus. Like little Marcus is now offering me details that I don't have to dig for. He is just like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, and spilling the beans. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I'm now a safe space for him, and trusted. Like he has a solo next week, and he was like, one of the songs the song he doesn't have a solo in. He said some of the top notes are hard for me to hit, so I want to work with you on that. And I was shocked. Mm-hmm. when Barisha heard it, she said, wait, he's asking you to help him with singing stuff? She was like, oh my God. She was like, I would have never went to my mother for that. I was like, I mean, I'm shocked. I was like, I guess enough years of me inserting myself into, no, let's try it again. Enough Joe Jacksoning of it all. I definitely am his safe space. I don't know how I want the twins to remember me, but I hope they have memories of me that don't always include their twin brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope. And then Amar, I'm pretty sure if like he will see himself as my baby. Melissa asked me that yesterday while I was on the phone with Daisy. She was like, how does it feel to be the baby? I was like, you know,
shit,
it's pretty good. I feel bad for you guys.
I feel like everybody I know that's the baby, it's like you now have the most responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you holding everything together. That's everybody that I know that's the baby. It's just like, yeah, no, it's on me.
Yeah, the responsibility does flip because we are more tethered to the modern world than any of our siblings are. Yeah. Our siblings are always, they're becoming the old people and we still got a little bit of the youth. Yeah, I remember you saying to Lil Marcus when you were giving him advice, you said, listen, you have parents, you have the benefit of having parents that still are, how did you label us?
Still like a little bit with the modern time. I don't know how, like, but we still are able to see the newest trends. We still are able to be, you know, part of the newer stuff and be aware of what's going on versus I didn't grow up with those type of parents.
Yeah, we still tapped in enough.
Yeah, we still tapped in. Our parents was way tapped out of our generation by the time we came along. Like that older brother, he may have gotten the benefit of, okay, yeah, they might know what they're talking about. By the time I came along, they were like grandparents. Like, it's like,
yeah,
they don't know shit about nothing. But I was like, you know, just of trying to coach Marcus through certain things and him being reluctant on some things. It's just like, just be grateful because Amar will not get this same benefit. It's going to have to be you doing this with him.
I'll be like, no, the young ladies like it. When you call like, their house.
Ain't shut your ass up. Ain't no such thing as calling no house no more. Shit.
Ain't that crazy? I don't even know why they have that on applications anymore.
I know. Cell phone. Home phone.
You just want me to write this twice? Or do you want to get a hold of me? What you want?
Eric still, he refuses to get rid of his house phone.
That's all right. He might need it.
I can't remember what he touched saying the valid reason was, but I was like, yeah, that's old school.
Yeah,
on my cellular phone. Call me on my cellular.
I don't know if Amar will ever look to us for advice, to be honest, or care. And I don't know what he's going to, because he's still such a baby, I don't know what he's going to be like. If this is the personality that just sticks, I don't even know how I'm going to raise this child.
I hope it ain't.
I don't even know.
If his personality sticks, that'd be awful.
It's not awful. I just don't. I'm going to really have to get some new tools. From out of my tool bag, I'm gonna have to buy some more tools.
He's moving in with Marcus.
No.
Like, go live with your brother.
No. He's just so different that I don't know how any of the things that I do would work. You know, the one thing that I hope Kai doesn't lock to in his memory, or he doesn't interpret this, is me not having enough time for him. Kai demands a lot of time.
Yeah, he does.
Of me. And I don't mind it necessarily. I just don't have it. Like, when I come to work on a day that he's off, he wants to come to work with me. And I'm like, with as foul as me and Kevin can get on, here's the thing. I'm like, yeah, no.
It could be a quick trip to the hardware store, grocery store, wherever. Kai wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you going? Can I go? I'm like, yeah, Kai. I always fight myself to have the patience to listen to him talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because that baby, which he gets that definitely from his grandma, he can talk.
He can.
And talk.
Yeah.
And talk. Mm-hmm. And his stories. He's just that baby, just as long-winded as he wants to be. And he will give you every detail. Oh, we was at the back to school night. It was a couple weeks ago. And they were showing us, you know, the projects and stuff that they working on. So they, you know, his size explaining. And we rushing them through because most people got one child that they got to get. We got three.
Right.
With three different teachers and three different careers. So we like rushing them. It's like, okay, that's nice. Let's see this. Uh-huh. So we're getting everything, but we're moving through it. So Kai starts showing us his stuff. And then he starts showing us his friend's stuff. I said, Kai. It was a friend's project and somebody else. I said, we not here for that. We not here for none of that, babe. We need to see what you did and nothing else. He's like, oh, okay, okay. So then he'll go show us something else and have to give us the backstory behind it. And I'm always just like, Marcus, just shut up. Because this is what he needs. This is what he does. Let him talk.
I mean, talk.
And then after a while, I'll be like, okay, babe. And then he knows. He's like, oh, okay. Like, he knows. Because he knows he talks a lot, too.
Yeah, he began. I missed his solo or duet this past week, making sure I said goodbye to Amar. So mad. And so, first thing he asked me, did you hear my solo?
No, he didn't even ask me. I would have told him. Did you tell him I saw it?
He knows you saw it because I have the recording. Did you see my sing? I said, I got the recording. And he was like, okay. Then he asked me again, did you see it? I said, well, I wanted to watch it with you. And so finally I was like, I walked out to say goodbye to Amar. I didn't realize you were going to sing as soon as I walked out. And so we watched it today. No. I said, well, I want to put it up on the TV. And we watch him sing. And once he finishes, I said, oh, my goodness, you did so good. He was like, thank you. And I said, while Romeo was louder in the mic, I could hear you. And I said, and your pitch was perfect. He's like, thank you. I can now sing it for me again. And he sang it for me. I was like, oh, yeah, your voice sounds so good. The smile. He's just so genuine in wanting for us to either be amused by his story, mm-hmm. for us to enjoy time with him. He made me French toast this morning.
Yeah, he came and asked me if I wanted French toast. I was like, nah, I'm good.
It's just a...
He's the one I'll have him help me, especially when grilling. Like, for Mother's Day, he was the one that started off helping me. I was having him do everything that I was doing, just as long as he wasn't about to cut himself. And that's when I made the rest of his brothers join him. I'm like, this is for y'all's mama. Y'all, come here. But he's the one, usually, he wants to help. And I usually let him help. I'm not, when they do come to the garage, if I'm working on something, I used to be afraid of them, like, you know, hurting themselves or messing something up. And then I got to the point like, no, they need to play with these tools.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just go on, play with these tools, pull something out. As long as you ain't going to drill a hole through yourself or nobody else, have fun. But no, he's definitely the one. Then usually Si will follow suit a lot of times. But
Si's on his own planet, and oh yeah, hopefully I'll be able to visit it one day because I don't know what Si's
at. Si's extremely independent. He's like, long as y'all feed me, I don't really need y'all around.
Right. I don't need to tell y'all no story. Yeah. I don't need none of it. But the school year is about to end, hopefully we'll figure out what the hell we're doing with these kids.
Yeah, we figure something out. We're going to... I'm going to take them on some bike rides to that playground that's behind us. But, yeah. They're going to be in Kentucky for a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I was going to say hopefully.
So much to do. Again, you guys, we're going to be on tour. This was a lower energy just because it's the holiday, and we did this later in the day, which obviously our energy is so much better earlier.
Yeah, and well, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Did I talk about that, not being able to fall asleep?
No.
I ate too much last night, y'all.
Yeah, you mentioned
it. Oh, yeah, I ate too much, so I didn't sleep. I was up. Our bed, like, the thing raised up. I should have just set up with my back against the headboard, but I called myself, like, let me use this old fancy bed and press that up, and it wasn't enough, so I was in and out.
Did you didn't, but you didn't lift it all the way
all
up.
Night, yeah. Nah.
Had you lifted all the way up,
I was, given it to you. I was in and out all night. Not from indigestion or anything. It was just, like, the food was, like, It's almost like if you ate a lot and somebody held you upside down. That's what it felt like when I laid down. So I was very uncomfortable. So by the time I started feeling a little better, I woke up this morning and even sitting in that position, I was like, dang, my back all stiff. So that's why I'm a little low energy right now.
Listen, I get it.
Well, we had some leftovers again.
I tore it into them.
Their food was good. Everything was good. Yeah. Our friend, mine, made this damn PSA. I was like, why are you like this?
He's a fool.
He stopped the entire, everything that was going on in the house, the stuff upstairs with the kids, downstairs, stopped everything, and then talked about how good the food was and how much he appreciated it, and then named everything off. He said, the smoked lemon pepper salmon, he let me drink his brown liquor, the green, Shanika did the green.
he's a fool.
He's unhinged.
He is. But again, come see us on tour. If
please,
you're part
y'all.
Of our Patreon and you're in LA and you would like a free ticket, I'm about to make a post in Patreon for you to be able to try to get one. Please come out and see us. We'll be back next week on a different day. We're not sure yet because we will be on tour.
Yeah.
So we look forward to seeing some of you all face to face. We'll be selling merch, so feel free also to come out and get that merchandise as well.
See you in D.C., definitely. And I'm definitely going to see y'all on Wednesday because last week didn't happen.
So much. We haven't done our lives in the
evening. Yeah, we ain't done the lives, y'all.
Jesus, help us. All right. Until next time, make sure y'all check out Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
And we'll talk to you all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.